The former Vanderbilt football player most likely to be taken in this year's NFL draft was a campus leader actively involved in social issues. In the past, that might have been seen as a positive by prospective NFL teams, but Oren Burks has found this year is different. In 2016, Oren Burks was handpicked by the Southeastern Conference to address questions about police shootings during its annual media days. The call came after a summer of racially charged incidents and just days after the Dallas sniper shooting. At the time, Burks said he felt blessed to have the opportunity, but now admits he did have some concern that speaking out could impact his professional career.
Yeah, I did at first, but then I thought about the platform that I had to kind of speak out on those issues, and I just knew that I had to take the chance and run with it because that was something I'm extremely passionate about.
While at Vanderbilt, Burks co-founded a campus group empowering African Americans and now uses social media to weigh in on issues. That has hurt some players leading up to this year's draft in the wake of political backlash the league has seen over national anthem kneeling. Burks says during the pre-draft process, some teams did question his past activism.
Yeah, absolutely. That did come up in a couple of interviews because I was very involved in college at my time at Vanderbilt. So one thing I tried to reinforce is that I was really intentional about the platform that I was given and I used it responsibly.
Burks says most teams seem to like that response. Oren Burks is expected to go in the middle rounds of the draft. Some analysts have projected that he could end up back in Nashville as a Tennessee Titan. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.